The next patient is Mark Melton. The last name is M-E-L-T-O-N. First name is Mark. This is a clinical case of a 62-year-old white male that is seen in the office because of uncontrolled hypertension and CKD stage 3B. The arterial hypertension has remained elevated despite the fact that the patient is taking amlodipine 20 milligrams on daily basis and losartan 100 milligrams on daily basis. The patient has a severe osteoarthritis in the right shoulder, and he has been taking naproxen and also other non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, which makes the thing more difficult. And the patient has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to smoking. We discussed this situation at length, and at the present time, we are going to stop the use of the losartan, the use of the naproxen, and the use of the losartan and we are going to switch the patient to Lotrel 5/40 one tablet POVID in combination with clortalidone 25 milligrams on daily basis. We are trying to use a medication of a longer duration and see if by making this change we are able to control this blood pressure that remains with the diastolics that are between 95 and 105. A period the need for him to quit smoking was very important. And we advised this strongly. Following number, the patient has CKD stage 3B, serum creatinine 1.7, the BUN is 25, the estimated EFR is 42. The patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is consistent with 346 milligrams. The urinalysis with 1 plus proteinuria. This proteinuria is most likely associated to arterial hypertension. Following number, atherosclerotic heart disease that has remained under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is under control. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to smoking. Emphasis was made in stopping the nicotine abuse. Following number, osteoarthritis of the right shoulder. The patient states that ever since he had the COVID infection, vaccine in the right Delta. In the right shoulder, he has been in pain ever since. The patient was advised to keep a blood pressure log, decrease the sodium intake, decrease the fluid intake, and stay away from the industrial production of food. A plant-based diet would be ideal. I am going to see him in 1 month. He is going to keep a log, and he is going to report that blood pressure log every week.